Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a number of elective procedures have been postponed at Letterkenny University Hospital due to the large volume of people presenting at the hospital's ED. Organisers of planned protests in Letterkenny will now have to engage with a range of stakeholders ahead of the event in a bid to minimise disruption in the town. The parish priest of Gidor says the community has been humbled by the response to the fire which destroyed St Mary's Church in the early hours of Easter Monday. And councillor Michael McLafferty has today been elected as Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport at coming up with Kenny Harkin at about 5:15. First news this evening, over 200 people have presented at Letterkenny University Hospital's emergency department over the past 24 hours. All available beds in the hospital are in use, and as a result of pressures on site and lack of bed capacity, some elective procedures have been postponed. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
The HSC says the emergency department at Letterkenny University Hospital is extremely busy with high numbers of people attending, needing to be admitted for ongoing treatment. In the past 24 hours, 203 people presented to the ED. All escalation areas in the hospital are in use with 77 patients currently in the ED. All patients who attended the emergency department for routine and non-urgent treatment are advised that they will experience very long waiting times. All available beds in the hospital are in use as patients face long wait times to be admitted to a bed. Due to the pressures on site and the lack of bed capacity, some elective procedures have been postponed. People are once again reminded to only attend the emergency department if it is an emergency situation.
Organisers of planned protests in Letterkenny will now have to engage with Donegal County Council, Letterkenny Chamber and Emergency Services ahead of the event in a bid to minimise disruption in the town. It's on the back of a motion brought forward by Councillor Michael McBride. He was asked to reword his motion after initial concerns that it would encroach on the public's right to protest. Businesses on Letterkenny Main Street lost out on revenue as a result of an anti-illegal immigration protest held in the town on May the 6th, along with the counter-protest. Councillor McBride says the closure of Letterkenny Main Street was deeply unfair on local businesses.
I made it quite clear from day one this morning that I was not against anybody protesting about any issue at any time. People have the absolute right to do that. But on the day that we had the protest and the counter-protest in Letterkenny on the Saturday of the bank holiday weekend, the town was brought to a standstill. And the traders and the town, who are taxpayers and ratepayers to Donegal County Council, basically lost a full day's business. I think that's very unfair that people who are making their living on the main street, employing a lot of people, should have to close or more or less have their businesses closed down on them for a day. And I think, you know, and the gist of my motion was that we would bring all the stakeholders around the table, which is the people who are organising protests, the Donegal County Council and Garda Síochána, the emergency services, and anybody else that's a stakeholder. The Chamber of Commerce is obviously a big player in it, and try and come to an arrangement that accommodates everybody. There's no need to close down Letterkenny, and I've seen many marches in town before. For example, it was a defective concrete block march with basically no disruption to the town. In the days that we live in, you can look at social media, you can look at newspapers, radio and TV. And I think when these protests are organised, all those media outlets were there on the day, along with Facebook, of people who were within the march. They can clearly get the message out that there was a large protest, that there was a demonstration against whatever their plight may be on the day, or in favour of whatever plight that they're there to support, and that it doesn't have to disrupt the whole fabric and of the main part of any town.
The parish priest of Gidor says the community has been humbled by the response to the fire which destroyed St Mary's Church in the early hours of Easter Monday. A GoFundMe page has been live for over 2 weeks now, and a collection towards the restoration of St Mary's was taken up at all churches in the Raphoe Diocese on Sunday last. Father Brian O'Farrey says they are at the very early stages of planning the rebuild, but says the process is getting underway.
At the moment, the structure itself was unsafe and it had to be tumbled down and knocked down, and so that's what's happening at the moment. And then we move on then, we move on from there. And I suppose one of the next stages then is to... we'll engage the services of an architect who specialises in church buildings, of course, and so we'll get a group together and we'll move from there. So there's a lot of different stages to go through, and we're just at the very early stages, but we know that there's a Trojan amount of work ahead of us, but we're not shy of all that work either, and we'll face it, and I'm very confident that, you know, our beautiful church came down so fast and it was completely destroyed in the fire. Bar that there's a bit of the sacristy that has been touched by the fire, the smoke damage and so on in it, of course, but it came down so fast, as I mentioned. But equally, I believe it will go up. It mightn't go up as fast as it came down, but it certainly will go up again, and we will have a beautiful and a fitting church there in honour of Our Lady, where the people of Gaedhoir, and indeed our many friends who travel to our community during the summer and all through the year as well, where they can come together and worship collectively, and or indeed go in silent and individual prayer as well. So, and we look forward to that day, because the last service we had there was Easter Sunday. The place was absolutely heaving. It was packed. It was a beautiful ceremony we had with the community gathered, and our choir just sang so fantastically. And then we look forward to the day when we will have that again on that site in Gaedhoir.
The Taoiseach has denied playing politics with an audit of hip operations for children. The ongoing audit is looking at surgeries between 2021 and 2023 in a bid to establish whether some children had unnecessary procedures. However, some parents have received letters regarding surgeries which happened 15 years ago to arrange follow-up care. Taoiseach Micheál Martin says it would be better for all involved not to comment until the findings of the audit are published.
I've not played politics with this issue, nor should you. And don't be saying things like it's not credible. It's an external audit. It's independent of this House, it's independent of me, and it's independent of the Minister, and that's the way it should be. So less of the high, self-righteous sort of rhetoric about this. I understand the anxiety that parents have.
Councillor Michael McLafferty has been elected Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District, his second time in the chair. He was nominated by Councillor Anthony Molloy and seconded by Councillor Brian Carr. Councillor Molloy was subsequently elected last Cathaoirleach. Councillor McLafferty says following the death of his mother earlier this year, today is bittersweet.
It's nice to get the opportunity again to be elected Cathaoirleach, but it's supposed to be fair today, even though it's a nice day and everything else to be elected. I would like to attribute today's achievement, to be fair, to my late mum who passed away there on the 9th of March, because at the end of the day, to be fair, only for mum's pushing and encouragement all through the years, I may not be here today, Donald, to be quite honest with you, and the fact that she's not long passed away is obviously, it's very much foremost in my mind, and it's a nice day, as we say, but it's also a sad day as well.
Councillor Micheál Colmagilla Asbug, meanwhile, hit out at the pact under which the election was made, saying he has been a councillor for 11 years with the same right to the chair as anyone else. Donald Kavanagh reports.
Councillor McGill Asbug claimed the pact has decided that five independents, himself, Councillor Michael McBride, Councillor Declan Meehan, Councillor Jimmy Brogan and Councillor Frank McBrearty, will never chair a municipal district. He asked if that reflects the democracy members are fond of speaking about, and urged members not to pretend that an open AGM was taking place. Outgoing chair Councillor John Hamish O'Farrie said there's been a process in place for some time and Councillor McGill Asbug and others have chosen not to participate. Councillor McGill Asbug countered that he informed the members of the pact that he and his four colleagues were grouping together under the banner of Progressive Independence, but claimed they were effectively excluded from the talks and not given any SPC places, even though some of them have very relevant experience and expertise.
The support for the families of two teenagers who drowned near Buncrán over the weekend has been described as overwhelming. Over €20,000 has been raised through a GoFundMe page to help cover the funeral costs of 16-year-old Emmanuel Familoula, who was originally from Nigeria, and 18-year-old Matt Sabanda from Zimbabwe, who died after getting into difficulty in the water on Saturday. It's understood they entered the water to retrieve a football. GoFundMe organiser Ruth Garvey Williams of Insight in Inishowen says she knew the local community would rally round the bereaved.
These are two working single mothers who obviously can't work during this terrible time, and we want to stand with them so they have no worries or concerns about costs. They were asking in the first few days of the week, you know, how are we going to manage? What are we going to do? And I sort of in faith said to them, I'm sure the community will help, and they will be utterly, I'll be seeing them this morning, they will be utterly overwhelmed and so grateful to know the community standing with them.
TDs are reacting with surprise to the news HSE boss Bernard Gloucester is to resign. The 59-year-old announced this morning he would step down in March of next year, 3 years on from his appointment. He previously served as the CEO of Tusla. Inter leader Paddy Tobin was one of a number of TDs surprised by the move.
I think that's a big shock in relation to that stepping down, to be honest. Bernard Gloucester did good work in Tusla, in fairness to him. Tusla was in a very difficult situation. He was very open and very straight in terms of the work and the engagements he had in relation to Tusla. He's not long, really, as the head of the HSE, and I think that is a shock.
Gardaí are appealing for information after a man was assaulted in Letterkenny last night. The victim was kicked in the head by another man in the Lower Main Street area at around 20 past eight. Gardaí have described the injury sustained as non-life threatening. Anyone with information is urged to contact a Gardaí. Meanwhile, Gardaí are investigating what they have described as a possible fraud at an ATM in Moville last week. At around 9 p.m. on Thursday last, a woman used the ATM. However, two men nearby claimed the ATM was out of order. The woman proceeded to withdraw cash. It then emerged that she was charged more than what she had withdrawn. Following this, one of the two men insisted on using the ATM immediately after. Gardaí and Buncrana are urging the public to be on alert and to report any similar incidents.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Get all your GAA essentials at Michael Murphy Sports, the go-to place for outdoor training gear and more at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 5:15 and time for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. Starting with soccer, and Taiwo Awoniyi has had urgent surgery on a serious abdominal injury sustained in last Sunday's Premier League match with Leicester. The Nottingham Forest striker collided with the post in the 88th minute of the 2-2 draw at the City Ground. The club's owner expressed frustration at a misjudgment from the medical team that saw the Nigerian international continue despite being in visible discomfort. On the pitch, the second of the English Championship playoff finalists will be confirmed tonight. Sunderland take a 2-1 lead into the second leg of their semi-final against Coventry City. Kick-off at the Stadium of Light is at 8 o'clock. Sheffield United, they await the winner after the Blades completed a 6-0 aggregate victory over Bristol City last night. Up in Scotland, Hearts have agreed a deal with Kilmarnock to allow Derek McInnes to become their new manager. The 53-year-old will take charge of Kelly's final two Scottish Premiership games before formally succeeding Neil Critchley at Tynecastle. And interim Rangers boss Barry Ferguson expects his future to become clear over the next few days. The Ibrox side are in the middle of a takeover by a consortium involving the 49ers Enterprise Global Football Group, who aim to buy 51% share of the club. And Goodison Park will become the permanent home of Everton women from the start of next season. The men's team play their final game at the famous Merseyside ground on Sunday before they move to their new stadium at Bramley Dock, Moor Dock. Back locally, Bonagie United have announced Michael Funson as their new manager. He takes over from Paddy Mealy, who left the position last week. Former Finn Harps man Funson says it's an honour to manage Bonagie, where his father Eric is club president and a Fountain member, where Michael himself played his schoolboy football before joining Finn Harps. In American football, NFL side Pittsburgh Steelers, they'll host the Minnesota Vikings in Croke Park later this year. It's the first regular season American football game to be held in Ireland, with the Steelers playing a pre-season game in Dublin back in 1997. That game, Week 4 clash, is down for decision on Sunday, September the 28th. In tennis, Andy Murray will no longer work as a coach with Novak Djokovic. The decision is said to be made by mutual agreement and means Murray won't be at Djokovic's side when he chases an 8th Wimbledon title in July. Djokovic is a 24-time Grand Slam champion and joined forces with Murray in November. With Murray as his coach, the Serb reached the semi-finals of the Australian Open, ultimately retiring injured after losing the first set. In rugby, former England Rugby Union international and Harlequins scrum half Danny Kerr has announced he will retire at the end of the season. The 38-year-old joined Quinns in 2006 and has made 394 appearances for the club, winning two Premiership titles and a European Challenge Cup. Kerr also featured at two World Cups for England during an international career which spanned 16 years, finishing with 101 caps. Finally, for this evening in cycling, Bradley Wiggins has revealed he became addicted to cocaine. The former Olympic champion became a functioning addict following his retirement from cycling in 2016. The 45-year-old, who was declared bankrupt last year, credited disgraced cyclist Lance Armstrong with helping him in his recovery. Britain's first Tour de France winner is now 12 months sober following regular therapy sessions. That's your sport for this evening. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, Éisceann is urging people in Donegal to make every effort to conserve water and reduce usage. The appeal comes as the current prolonged spell of dry weather, coupled with increased demand, is putting significant pressure on water supplies. A water conservation order remains in place for the Milford Regional Public Water Supply. Meanwhile, the utility says supplies in Letterkenny, Buncrana, Ballybuffet, Stranorder, Carrigart and Downings are now under pressure. The Junior Transport Minister says it's important to ensure the driving test is up to international standards. A survey by Aviva has found almost 9 in 10 drivers would support changes to the test to reflect a more natural driving experience. This includes leaving the 30 to 60 speed zone areas, but many young drivers are concerned it will make the test more difficult to pass. Junior Transport Minister Sean Canny says there's an opportunity now to discuss possible updates.
I think it's important that the driver gets an experience of being tested on confined speeds, rural roads, and also maybe on motorways. So it is important that we look at this so that we enhance it to make it more safe for people who have passed the test, that they're better on the road.
A statue of Red Hugh O'Donnell is to be erected in Lifford. It will be part of the cross-border riverine project. Red Hugh O'Donnell was born in Donegal and died in Spain in the 1600s. Donegal County Council CEO John McLaughlin confirmed the news at the awards ceremony of the International Schools Art Competition, which is jointly organised by the Red Hugh O'Donnell Association in Ireland and the Hispano-Irish Association in Spain. Eddie Crawford is chairman of the Red Hugh O'Donnell Association.
We had an award-giving ceremony for an international art schools art competition that took place between Spain and Donegal in the Eclipse Cinema and Lifford. And one of our guests at it was the chief executive of the Donegal County Council, Mr. John McLaughlin. And during his speech at the event, John announced that our long-awaited statue was going to be finally erected in Lifford as part of the riverine project between Lifford and Strabane.
And this is indeed testament to the campaign that has been ongoing over the past number of years to recognise Red Hugh O'Donnell.
Yes, that's right. We started this campaign about 5 years ago. We knocked on every door, but we have a great wee committee here in the Red Hugh O'Donnell Association, and we work very closely with our Spanish counterparts in Spain, the Hispano-Irish Association, and our aim is to promote the name of Red Hugh O'Donnell throughout the world, and this statue was one of our association's big aim, and I didn't expect that announcement yesterday, and we were all just over the moon about it, Michaela.
For weather now, continuing dry and sunny this evening, dry and clear tonight with lowest temperatures of 7 to 10 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Over 200 people have presented at Letterkenny University Hospital's emergency department over the past 24 hours. All available beds in the hospital are in use, and as a result of pressures on site and a lack of bed capacity, some elective procedures have been postponed. Organisers of planned protests in Letterkenny will now have to engage with Donegal County Council, Letterkenny Chamber and emergency services ahead of the event in a bid to minimise disruption in the town. It's on the back of a motion brought forward by Councillor Michael McBride today. He was asked to reword his motion after initial concerns that it would encroach on the public's right to protest. The parish priest of Gidor says the community has been humbled by the response to the fire which destroyed St Mary's Church in the early hours of Easter Monday. A GoFundMe page has been live for over 2 weeks now and a collection towards the restoration of St Mary's was taken up at all churches in the Raphoe Diocese on Sunday last. And Councillor Michael McLafferty has been elected Cathaoirleach of the Glendies Municipal District, his second time in the chair. Councillor Anthony Molloy was elected last Cathaoirleach today. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, May the 13th. The death has taken place in London of Brigine Thursbury Pelham, née Doherty, Hutton, formerly Milbrae, Buncrana. Remains are posing at McLaughlin's funeral home, Buncrana, from 5:30 to 8:30 on Saturday. Funeral removal from there on Sunday morning, going to St Mary's Church, Coghill, for 11 o'clock Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Peter McHugh, 8 Camas Park, Strabane. Peter's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. The death has taken place of Myra Lynch, née McDade, 25 Pennyburn Court, Derry. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 9:30 for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Pennyburn. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. Family time please from 10 o'clock tonight. The death has taken place of Annie McCallion, née Harper, 8 Melmount Villas, Strabane and formerly of Clady, reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. And the death has taken place of Michael McGillian, 16 Cannon Hill, Oma, and formerly of Strabane, reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home tomorrow morning at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Oma, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Patrick's Cemetery, Drumquin. Family time please from 10 o'clock tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.